Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. On today's episode, we are going to delve back into one of my favorite topics, the wonderful world of savings. And why not? After all, most of us have money in the bank account. In fact, Australians have about $1.5 trillion stashed away in various bank savings and other deposit accounts. And if you're anything like me, you could probably be making that money work a little harder for you by putting it in an account with a higher rate, or at least making sure that account that you are using actually is right for your needs. So joining us on the show today to fill us in on some of the top savings account rates currently on the market and some of the barriers keeping us from getting the most interest out of our savings that we can is Rachel Wastell, personal finance expert at financial comparison website Mozo. Rachel, welcome back to Friends with Money.
Thank you so much for having me again, Tom.
You are very welcome. Rachel, to start us off, I think we'd all benefit from a little bit of context. Obviously, there's been 13 rate hikes in the past 2 years now. I was trying to think if it has been 2 years. It has just. So where are savings account rates sitting broadly at the moment? And have banks largely passed those rate hikes on to their savings customers?
Yeah, so the Reserve Bank has hiked the cash rate by 4.25%, as we know, over the past 2 years. But savings rates, when we look at the Mozo database, have only increased by around 3%. So while mortgage holders are feeling the pain of those rate hikes, savers haven't benefited as much. And what's interesting when you look at those rates is that because the banks are typically enticing savers to deposit cash with special offers, the majority of these hikes that have occurred have been passed on to savers through bonus rate and intro rate rises. When you're looking at bonus and intro rates, actually, what's interesting is that the bonus rate has increased a little bit more than intro rates at the moment, which suggests that banks are more focused on these bonus rate hikes over intro rates, which, interestingly enough, the ACCC came out recently and said 71% of Aussie savers don't meet those bonus conditions. So we can see why banks might be choosing to hike those bonus rates over other rates.
Makes a lot of sense to me. And we'll get into those specific types of accounts in more detail in a little bit. But Rachel, I guess the question that I had coming into this is what does a good savings account rate look like at the moment? Then actually, let's do better than good. What is a great, what are the highest savings account rates on the market at the moment and which banks are offering them?
Yeah, so in the bonus rate savings space, we've got ME Bank at the top with a 5.55% bonus rate and ING Savings Maximizer close behind on 5.50. However, it's important to remember that those rates, if you do not meet those conditions, can revert back down to quite low. So both of those 5.55 and 5.50 rates do revert to a 0.55 if you don't meet them. In the intro rate space, we've got Rabobank sitting at the top. They have been for a while now at 5.75% for that first 4 months, and Macquarie close behind with 5.35% for the first 4 months. And then with the base rate, which we love because there's no strings, you just get the rate you're given. We've got Australian Unity still trying to make some noise with a 5.20% base rate savings account.
So that's pretty good. They all sound very good, especially compared to how they used to be a couple of years ago. But I guess, are those kind of standouts or outliers, Rachel? How do they compare to, I guess, the general broader market?
Well, when you're looking at the average savings rate across the board, it's around 3.47. So the high fours and those high fives are something where you want to be aiming for, especially a low five with no conditions attached. The big four average savings rate is still a measly 3.44. So if you are with a big four bank and you do have a savings account with them, it might be time to just double check what you're getting and seeing if you can get a better rate elsewhere.
That's a really good point. And I should mention, listeners, that we are recording in mid-May. So just make sure that you are, if you are interested in any of those rates, just jump onto to Moza or the bank account website to make sure those are still accurate. Rachel, for many years, I was the type of person who would change bank and savings accounts pretty much every year, usually just kind of hopping around in search of the best rate I could possibly get. I must admit that I've been a little bit less proactive with that in recent years, though. I know Moza has recently done some research on savings habits and savings attitudes. So what did you find in terms of people and their attitudes towards switching?
Yeah, so what we found in our savings report was that 69% of savers had never switched savings accounts, which was pretty disappointing from someone who works in the industry and is continuously telling people, you know, check your rate, make sure you're getting the best rate, because we found that those who did switch in the past year not only had higher rates, but also more savings on average. So the research showed Aussies who switched in the past year had an average savings amount of 35K, and those who had never switched had an average savings amount of 21K. So those switches really did benefit, I guess, from those higher rates. They had roughly 1% higher rates, the people who switched than those who didn't. But I think what was surprising in the research was the reason why people switch was also a big driver. So we found that Aussies who switched for a higher rate, obviously, had a much higher rate. But those who switched for convenience or to kind of keep all their accounts in one place, they actually had one of the lowest savings rates. The lowest, of course, was people who didn't switch at all because it was too much effort. But it's really important that if you are thinking about switching savings account, that the higher rate is the key thing you're looking at. And it's not just being loyal to a bank.
Yeah, that's a really good point as well. Rachel, obviously, the interest rate that you're getting on a savings account is really important. It's something that a lot of people will focus on when they're looking to switch. It's not the only thing, though. So how important is it that people make sure that they're using the right kind of savings account? And what kind of different accounts are they? You've mentioned a few earlier on, but it'd be good to lay those out for everyone, I think, as well.
Yeah, that's a great question because the type of savings account you have really makes a huge difference to the type of return that you get. So there's like a core four, essentially. You've got your term deposits and then you've got your three types of what we call at-call savings accounts because you can get your money out when you like, whereas term deposits are kind of locked away. So the three savings accounts types you can get is that base rate, bonus rate, and interest rate. Base rate, as it sounds, that's the base. That's what you get. No strings. We love those. Bonus rate, they're a little bit more tricky because you need to meet a number of conditions to get that rate. And if you don't meet that rate, you often can get, you know, as low as nothing. So some high bonus rate savings accounts don't actually offer you any interest at all if you don't meet the conditions.
Jeez.
And the average revert rate or base rate for those bonus accounts is around 0.38%. So yes, it might be exciting to jump for a 5.5, but if you're not meeting those conditions, that's where you're going to get stung. And then the other account is that intro rate. So you'll get a high rate for that, you know, first few months, and then it'll often revert back to a lower rate. So savers need to be careful because if you are looking at a savings account and you're not very vigilant with checking you meet those conditions, you could think you're getting 5.5 and then you check your savings and you're only getting 0.3.
And what, well, very quickly, what do we mean by conditions typically? That I think my bank account, or savings account requires me to tap 5 times with a Lynx debit card. Is that kind of stuff that people tend to have to do?
Yeah, so there's typically a lot of banks recently have been introducing that you need a connected transaction account. Mm-hmm. So they want to get you to switch all your money over to them to be able to get that right. You need to make a certain number of transactions. And then there's a few that don't actually let you withdraw in the month to be able to get that rate. So yes, they're at call and you can take your money out when you want, but there are some bonus rates that say if you do take your money out, then we won't give you that high rate. And a lot of them require you to grow that balance every month to get that rate.
So definitely things are worth being aware of. Before we let you go, Rachel, one question that I've seen a lot asked over the years from people who are thinking about switching to a new bank, particularly one that they might not necessarily be aware of or maybe as familiar with as their current bank is whether their money will be safe if anything happens to that bank. So are there any safeguards in place for savers in Australia?
Yeah, so in Australia, institutions that offer savings products are called ADIs, which stands for Authorised Deposit Taking Institution. And these ADIs are covered by what's called a government guarantee or the financial claim scheme. And this means it's kind of a safeguard. So they guarantee or protect deposits up to $250,000 per account. So while it's highly unlikely that these smaller specialist banks or challenger banks will fail, if they do, you are covered by that scheme for up to $250K per account. So if you are lucky enough to have more than a quarter of a mil lying around, you can just open multiple accounts, but just make sure you max it out at that $250K because that's what that scheme covers up to.
Really good to know. And I think it's worth highlighting that there's been very few examples, at least that I'm aware of in history, where banks have failed in Australia. So it's a good safety net to have, but one that's very, very rarely relied upon. Rachel, this has been an excellent chat, but we are starting to run out of time. So thank you so much for coming on the show again today. It's been a pleasure talking all things savings.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. Or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, we'll be right back in your podcast feed next week. So until then, I'm Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.